Have you ever wondered how someone can feel on top of the world one moment and deeply depressed the next, as if their emotions were riding an uncontrollable roller coaster? Bipolar disorder is one of the most complex mental health conditions that can drastically shift a person's mood, energy, and ability to function. But what exactly causes this dramatic change? Why do some people experience episodes of extreme highs, known as mania, while others are trapped in a fog of depression? Bipolar disorder is not just one condition, it's a spectrum of mood disorders, each with its own nuances and challenges. Welcome to Health Square, where we dive deep into the topics that affect our health and well-being. I'm Bills, and today we're going to explore one of the most misunderstood mental health conditions out there, bipolar disorder. We'll break down the different types, explain the physiological mechanisms at play, and even look at famous incidents involving people who lived with this condition. Stay tuned, because this episode will not only enlighten you about the science behind bipolar disorder, but also provide interesting stories and facts that will change the way you see this condition. The many faces of bipolar disorder, a closer look at the types. Bipolar disorder isn't a one-size-fits-all diagnosis. In fact, there are multiple types of the disorder, each with its own characteristics and patterns of mood swings. Bipolar 1 disorder is the most extreme form, characterized by manic episodes that last at least 7 days or are so severe that immediate hospitalization is required. These episodes are often followed by periods of deep depression that can last for weeks or months. People with bipolar 1 often experience what is known as full-blown mania, which can include impulsive behavior, delusions, and even psychosis. The manic phase can be so intense that it often leads to reckless actions, such as gambling, spending sprees, or engaging in dangerous physical activities. Bipolar 2 disorder is somewhat less extreme, but equally challenging. In this form, people experience hypomania, a less severe form of mania, which lasts at least 4 days. While they might feel euphoric or highly productive during this phase, they don't lose touch with reality like those with bipolar 1. However, the depressive episodes in bipolar 2 are often longer and more debilitating. A classic case of bipolar 2 disorder is someone who might feel incredibly energized for a few days, only to plunge into weeks or months of severe depression afterward. Cyclothymic disorder, or cyclothymia, is a milder form of bipolar disorder. People with cyclothymia experience numerous periods of hypomania and depressive symptoms over at least 2 years. But these symptoms don't meet the full criteria for either hypomanic or major depressive episodes. It's often described as a sub-threshold form of bipolar disorder because the mood swings aren't as extreme, but they are still disruptive and can affect one's quality of life over time. There's also bipolar disorder not otherwise specified, NOES, which is diagnosed when symptoms don't exactly fit into the other categories but still clearly indicate a pattern of mood instability. Additionally, some people experience what's known as rapid cycling bipolar disorder, where they go through 4 or more mood episodes, mania, hypomania, or depression, within a single year. The physiology of bipolar disorder, what happens in the brain? So, what causes the intense mood swings that characterize bipolar disorder? It turns out that it's not just about emotions, it's deeply tied to brain chemistry and physiology. The exact causes of bipolar disorder are still not fully understood, but we know it's a combination of genetic, environmental, and neurobiological factors. Research has shown that bipolar disorder is associated with imbalances in neurotransmitters, chemicals in the brain that regulate mood. Dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine are the key players here. During manic episodes, there's often an overabundance of dopamine, leading to increased energy, euphoria, and impulsivity. On the flip side, during depressive episodes, serotonin levels may drop, contributing to feelings of hopelessness, fatigue, and a lack of motivation. The brain's limbic system, which controls emotions and behavior, is also believed to be dysregulated in people with bipolar disorder. Structural differences in the brain have also been noted in individuals with bipolar disorder. Studies have found that certain areas of the brain, such as the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in decision-making and impulse control, may be smaller or function differently in people with the disorder. The amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for emotional reactions, may also be overactive during manic phases, explaining the heightened emotional responses. There's also a strong genetic component. If you have a parent or sibling with bipolar disorder, your chances of developing the condition are significantly higher. However, it's not just genetics at play. Environmental factors, such as stress, trauma, and substance abuse, can trigger the onset of symptoms in individuals who are predisposed to the disorder. The human experience, living with bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder has affected many notable individuals throughout history, often contributing to their creative genius or, sadly, their downfall. One of the most famous people to struggle with bipolar disorder was Vincent van Gogh. Many historians and psychologists believe that the legendary painter's extreme mood swings and erratic behavior were consistent with bipolar disorder. Van Gogh created some of his most iconic works, like Starry Night, during periods of heightened mania, only to plunge into deep depression shortly afterward. His tragic death by suicide at the age of 37 highlights the destructive potential of untreated bipolar disorder. Closer to modern times, Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in Star Wars, was open about her struggles with bipolar disorder. Fisher was a fierce advocate for mental health awareness and spoke candidly about her experiences with both mania and depression. She once described her manic episodes as feeling like my brain was firing off so many sparks. It was as if I were a Christmas tree full of faulty lights. Fisher's willingness to speak publicly about her condition helped reduce the stigma around bipolar disorder and mental illness in general. But bipolar disorder isn't limited to the arts. Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and Turner Broadcasting, has also lived with bipolar disorder. His business acumen and drive to create one of the world's largest media empires are often attributed to his manic energy. But Turner has been candid about the toll bipolar disorder has taken on his personal life. There are also infamous incidents linked to individuals with bipolar disorder. Chris Benoit, the professional wrestler, shocked the world when he killed his family and himself in 2007. While brain damage from repeated head injuries was initially blamed, further investigation revealed that Benoit had likely been struggling with undiagnosed bipolar disorder, which may have contributed to his tragic actions. Myths and misconceptions, bipolar disorder in popular culture. Bipolar disorder is often misunderstood, and popular culture hasn't always done it justice. A common myth is that people with bipolar disorder are constantly shifting between mania and depression, when in fact, many people go through long periods of stability between episodes. These stable periods are known as euthymic phases, where individuals experience relatively normal mood and behavior. Another misconception is that bipolar disorder is simply a personality quirk or moodiness. The reality is much more severe. Bipolar disorder isn't just about feeling happy one moment and sad the next. It's a debilitating condition that can make it hard for people to maintain relationships, hold down jobs, or even take care of themselves. In recent years, movies and TV shows have attempted to portray bipolar disorder more accurately. The 2012 film Silver Linings Playbook introduced audiences to Pat, played by Bradley Cooper, who struggles to rebuild his life after a manic episode. While the film was praised for bringing bipolar disorder into the mainstream conversation, some critics pointed out that it still sugarcoated the more difficult aspects of the condition, such as psychosis and long-term management. Treatment and management. Can bipolar disorder be controlled? While there is no cure for bipolar disorder, it can be managed effectively with the right combination of medication, therapy, and lifestyle adjustments. Mood stabilizers, such as lithium and valproate, are often prescribed to help control the extreme highs and lows of the disorder. Lithium, in particular, has been a staple of bipolar disorder treatment for decades, helping to prevent both manic and depressive episodes. However, it requires regular blood monitoring because of its potential side effects, which can affect the kidneys and thyroid. Antipsychotic medications, such as quetiapine and olanzapine, are often used during manic episodes, especially if there are symptoms of psychosis or severe agitation. For depressive episodes, antidepressants may be prescribed, but these must be used cautiously, as they can sometimes trigger mania. Beyond medication, psychotherapy, particularly cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, has proven to be effective in helping individuals with bipolar disorder develop coping strategies and recognize early warning signs of mood swings. Family therapy can also be helpful, as it provides a support system for the individual and helps educate loved ones about the condition. Interesting facts and rare insights about bipolar disorder. Did you know that bipolar disorder is often misdiagnosed? Many people are initially diagnosed with major depressive disorder because they seek help during a depressive episode and their manic or hypomanic symptoms are overlooked. It can take years for a person to receive the correct diagnosis of bipolar disorder. And here's an intriguing fact. Bipolar disorder is associated with higher creativity levels. Many artists, musicians, and writers have lived with the condition. While bipolar disorder can be crippling, some of the most creative minds in history have used their manic phases to fuel artistic breakthroughs. However, this creativity comes at a high cost. Untreated mania can lead to impulsive and destructive decisions. Lastly, while bipolar disorder affects about 1% of the global population, it's more common in higher-income countries. This could be due to a combination of genetic factors and lifestyle-related stressors that can trigger mood episodes. Conclusion: understanding the complex nature of bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is far from a simple condition. It's a multifaceted mental health issue that impacts not only the person experiencing it, but also those around them. From the brain's intricate workings to the real-life struggles of famous and everyday individuals alike, bipolar disorder is a condition that requires compassion, understanding, and proper management. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has shed light on the complexities of bipolar disorder and provided you with a deeper understanding of how it affects the brain, behavior, and lives. If you found this episode insightful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with those who might benefit from this information. Until next time, take care.